Hare Krishna. Balance the self you are presently with the self that you are eternally. The self that we are eternally refers to the soul. As souls, we are parts of Krishna and we can delight eternally in loving and serving Him. But presently, we don't understand our spiritual identity. In fact, we largely identify with our body. And we can't wish away our bodily identity right now. So, this is just as if a person is driving on a bicycle, then that person cannot expect to fly. Because an airplane is, or a helicopter is meant for flying, but a bicycle is not meant for flying. So when a person has a particular vehicle, that person has to act according to the nature of that vehicle. Similarly, when we have a particular body, then we need to act according to the nature of that body. Now, the important thing is what happens when we change our conception is that we change our direction. So, when we change our conception means we understand that actually I'm not the body, I'm the soul. That means what? It is not that suddenly I stop taking care of the body, I stop fulfilling the needs of the body. No. We have to take care of the body. And we not only do we have to take care of the body in terms of providing for its needs, but also we have to act according to the body, body's nature. So a person, that's why in the Vedic culture, in the tradition of Gita wisdom, there are these four social divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So a person acts according to one's nature. And by acting according to one's nature, one can live without having too much conflict or agitation or job dissatisfaction in one's material life. That's why Krishna states, yuktahara viharasya cheshtasya karmasu yukta sapnava bodhasya yogo bhavati dukkaha. This is yuktahara viharasya. It says yukta, regulated. We regulate in what? Ahara and vihar. In food and recreation. Yukta cheshtasya karma, so in work and in endeavor, yukta sapnava bodhasya, be regulated in sleeping and other things. So basically Krishna is saying yukta, be regulated. And then yoga bhavati dukkha. So he does not say that eliminate these things, be regulated in these things. So if a person has a simple vehicle and say old-fashioned vehicle car, and a person tries to drive that car like a racer car, the car will get spoiled. Person may even be to the accident and die. So like that, we all will suffer if we make the body do things which it is not meant to do. And that may mostly people do it in because when they are in the passion of material life, they subject the body to various sorts of undesirable things. But when we come with a passionate conception even to spiritual life, you know, we may spoil the body that way if we do not give it adequate regulation. So by regulation, we balance the self that we are eternally with the self that we are presently. And through this balance, Krishna says, yogo bhavati dukkha. That yoga bhavati, by the practice of yoga, dukkha, we become free from misery. By the practice of yoga, the distance between these two will decrease, and they will become one eventually. What? The self we are presently and the self we are eternally, they will become one. How will that happen? Because when the self we are presently acts according to dharma, acts according to shastra, there will be purification. As the purification takes place, the person will move closer and closer to Krishna, to the ultimate destination, that is Krishna. And in that way, one realizes the self that we are eternally, and not only realizes, start delighting in the self that we are eternally, experiencing Atmananda. So that's why till we come to the level of Atmananda, and to settle example for others, to set an example for others, what do we need to do? we need to actually be regulated. Yukta ahar viharasya. So the great saints who actually transcended the body, even they are regulated, because by their regulation we learn how we should live in this world. So balance the self we are eternally with the balance we are presently. Thank you. Hare Krishna.